Hi. Today I want to talk about the Pandora Papers, which were released. I mean, I think they're going to be released in batches, to be honest, but they have started to be released yesterday by the CILG, which I understand is the International Confederation of Journalists, or something like that. And they are based in Washington, and they coordinated with, I believe, 300 press correspondents and journalists around the world, collaborating with the biggest newspapers, most serious newspapers in each jurisdiction. So, for example, they selected the Guardian and the BBC alternative in the UK. They selected Le Monde and Radio France in France, and the Washington Post and another one in the US. So they you know, really did some thorough research about this 14,000 plus documents which have been released about tax evasion, which is done by wealthy individuals around the world in tax havens, such as the BVI, the Bahamas, and the Seychelles, and also the US. Some states in the US, such as the Dakota, I think, also the South Dakota state, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, which have also become some tax havens. While the US is having a very, you know, stern approach to tax evasion, some of their own states are actually tax havens, which is quite ridiculous. So what have we learned from these Pandora Papers so far? Well, and as I said, in the next few days, the more information is going to be released. Well, we've just learned what we knew all over, which is that we live in a very, very extremely corrupted world. And at least 7 to 10 presidents and rulers in country rulers have basically tax evasion strategies in place in these tax havens, and they have lodged a lot of their funds, which probably have been acquired in a way which is deemed to be money laundering. And so they have lodged all these funds, siphoned all these funds to special purpose companies, special purpose vehicles in those tax havens. And through these tax havens, they actually buy assets, in particular real estate assets, in posh locations such as Malibu, you know, Florida, London, Paris, the south of France, the French Riviera, where I am at the moment, etc., etc. So nothing is new, and it's all these plutocrats, you know. So who are we looking at here? We're looking at the King of Jordan. We're looking at the Czech president, and the elections in the Czech Republic are coming up next week. And the guy's like, "Yeah, let's fight against corruption." And then you find out that he's got some tax evasion companies in all these tax havens. I mean, this is ridiculous. How's that possible? In the next communist country, and this guy is so full of cash that he actually has to evade some, you know, several millions of euros to tax havens. How's that possible? Of course, Putin and his cronies have pointed at through these Pandora Papers, and a lot of dictators in the Middle East and Africa as well, who as we all knew, have stashed a lot of money in these tax havens. And I've, as I said, you know, for such a long time, and I'm repeating myself again, there were a few women, yes, there are a few women. Usually they are basically either the wives of the cousins of the king, you know. For example, there is the cousin of the King of Morocco, which is one of the individuals who's been pointed at in these Pandora Papers. But I think it is time now to actually, you know, give a chance to some probe, competent and appropriate women to rule countries in Europe, in the Middle East, in Africa. It is time. In the US, of course, as well. It is high time. I'm not saying any women, certainly not. For example, in France, we definitely not want the Le Pen woman from the National Front, etc. And I'm not quite sure as well about Anne Hidalgo, because the current mayor of France. But so we need to give some, you know, efficient, probe, no-nonsense women a chance to become rulers in countries. This is enough of all these plutocrats, men in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s, who usually had one mandate, three mandates, four mandates. Basically, they just, you know, they're just tyrants. They're just autocrats. And they keep on, you know, sucking the teeth of their countries, and then funneling the funds out to all these tax havens, you know, for the 10, 20, 30 generations of their heirs. Why is that acceptable in this day and age? It isn't. So we need to change. We need to change our strategy here, and I think it is going to come from women. Women rulers. I'm not talking about myself, you know, but I think now the moment has come to actually, you know, bank on female values, where it's not all about yourself, you know, it's not all about yourself and about, okay, I'm going to become a powerful figure in this country, so hence I'm going to get some back ends and back end of the table payments from any construction company and entrepreneur in the country, because they have to pay me if they want to get the bid, you know, if they want to win the bid for this and that project. You know, this is this sort of cronism and plutocratic and autocratic approach has been going on forever, because we are ruled by men, and men think with their dicks most of the time. They don't think with this, they brain and their heart. They think with, you know, their penises. I'm sorry, but it has to be said. You know, when you are a very basic man, that's just the first thing you think about. And this is unacceptable in this day and age. It's not all about these kind of guys and their dicks. It is about, you know, how are we going to make sure that everyone on this planet Earth is getting his or her fair share of happiness by being able to eat, by being able to wash himself or herself every day, by being able to have shelter, by being able to educate himself or herself. You know, just not all the power and wealth in the hands of just the very few, but redistributing this power and this wealth in a way that we all are able to basically meet our basic and even more evolved needs on the pyramid of, I think it's called Sokolov or Pavlov, or no, not Pavlov, but it's like a Russian guy, and he's set up his pyramid of needs. And the first needs are food, water, shelter, sex. Second needs are, you know, educating yourself, using your brain. Third need are, you know, developing your potential, having a career, etc., etc. And you're, so of course, the pyramid becomes thinner and thinner at the top. And my point is that we need, today we could do it. We have, as we can see, way enough, you know, wealth in this humanity to actually make sure that all people have the ability to actually fulfill their basic needs, at the very, very least, their basic needs. The problem is that most of this wealth, and when I say most, I really do mean most, because these Pandora Papers have actually revealed that the wealth that is being channeled out to these tax havens, we're looking at trillions of dollars and euros and rubles and whatever, you know, it's trillions of dollars. Only in the name of a few plutocrats and billionaires and millionaires in the world, and this wealth needs to be redistributed in a way which is fair and allows everyone to actually fulfill his or her, at the very least, basic needs, and then hopefully, you know, intermediate needs such as developing the you know, your career path and the reason why you're here on Earth and accomplishing your life mission, etc. And therefore, this whole fucking system, excuse my French, is rigged. It needs to go away. And when I hear, you know, the CILG and all these journalists saying, hey, hang on, we're just letting you know this information, but by the way, putting some money in companies, in offshore companies, in tax havens is actually legal, I disagree. It isn't. It isn't legal. What do you think that the tax authorities are going to do when all the information is released about these billionaires and millionaires and governments in each country? Well, they're going to tax the shit out of them. They're going to actually put them under tax investigations, tax audits, and make them pay. I mean, hopefully, you know, then you don't really know what's going to happen in non-democratic countries, such as like in Africa or the Middle East, etc. I doubt that the King of Jordan is going to have its Jordan IRS on his back. But that should be the actual course, you know. The course is that actually it is tax evasion, and the tax authorities are definitely going to try to get their money back from French citizens and UK citizens, because apparently the Blairs as well have been targeted, the Cherry and Tony Blair. So that's interesting as well. Nothing stops her, that Cherry Blair. She could have said no to this Al-Sayyanaya family or whatever they called when they said, yeah, well, we're going to sell you the real estate in Marylebone in London, but only through a company. She could have said, no, I don't want to touch this with a barging pole. So what did she do? Well, she said, yeah, of course, yeah, no problem. I'm sorry, there's a problem of ethics here, especially when you're a barrister. It's interesting news. We're going to learn more in the near future because the CILG is going to release the news every day, I think, for the next few days. So I'm pretty much stuck on Twitter and Google at the moment, listening to what's going on. But, you know, it's about time. It's about time we make these discoveries and these things, you know, we've known forever. And we have all these warnings, and, you know, because before the Pandora Papers, there were the Panama Papers, and in 2017, there were some other papers. What did we do about this? What happened? How come it didn't change the system? You know, this is concerning. I am concerned. It is not changing because there is no change of the way the system is structured. And the only way it's going to change is if we let women who need to be selected women among, you know, like we need some Angela Merkel women for every country in the world, really. A woman, that kind of woman. And when you have that kind of woman ruling most countries, this sort of shit is not going to happen again. That's going to be over. It is going to be over. Because it is unacceptable. And the sanctions against this kind of individuals who have no ethics whatsoever. They have no remorse. They don't even, you know, they don't care. They don't care that it is actually disgusting what they do. These people are the most pungent and disgusting individuals you can see in the world. All these, you know, cronies, all these plutocrats. They are the most disgusting with the lowest vibration. Do you think that it ever crosses their mind that what they are doing is disgusting? They don't give a fiddle fuck. These people you cannot change. Either you kill them and you get rid of them. When I say you kill them, this is a figure of speech. When I say this is you get rid of them. You get rid of them. You put them out of the system, but they're never going to change. So the only way to change the system is to put some players who actually have ethics. A lot of rigor and ability to work hard and who have a moral compass. We have too many countries and rulers who have no moral compass and they lie. They like that, like, you know, like they breath. Disgusting, disgusting thing. Anyway, it's great that it's coming out. It was about time. But really now what I want is for the mass, for the people, to understand that actually the power is with them and that they have to make the right choices for their own countries because they are responsible for who they put in power, right? When Trump was elected, I felt sorry for the Americans. At the end of the day, hey, you voted with this twat. Live with it. We'll live with the consequences. You made your bed, live in it. So the power is with the people, but they have to become accountable. Okay? they have to stop saying, well, I've elected this guy, well, actually this guy made a push and made a push and now he's in power, so no, in any case I can't do anything and I can't think by myself. This is over. Okay, we are thinking individuals, adults, most of us, and we have a brain. We need to use it. We need to use our own moral compass, and we are responsible to for who we put in power. And if at the moment there is a fucking crook in the in power in your country, in your state, well, maybe it is time that the mass, the people, do something about it. How do you want a handful, a fistful of cunts to actually stop a whole people of millions, if not sometimes billions of people? It's impossible. The power is with the people. It's just a matter of organizing and having a common vision. So work on that. Get your common vision organized and change the system. Because otherwise we're not going into the right direction, and we do need to go in the right direction to get Earth to evolve in for the long term, in a way which is constructive and useful for this generation and the next. Bye for now.